I tried Wawa yesterday. Different aspects.
Recording in progress.
I tried Wawa yesterday, different aspects of the sugya. Let's just see. Just a lot of things to see. Not necessarily more complex sugya like the ones we've seen until now. Warren Shula says like this. Didn't I pay you in front of Reuven and Shimon? Also, Plon and Plon are Miloy Adam. So, Rashash is the main Mahosa Kafrin. Mamma, Rabba, come also to Ram, Ale, Din Shilavadatehu. So, what is happening here? Says Rashi, Lo Adam, Lo Parlophane. Okay. Obafneam. So it's Omer, what happens? And he comes back. So he comes to Bevzen and says, I pay in front of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon said, never happened. He says, okay, I either pay in front of them or somebody else. Means he's coming back again. Can he come back or he can't come back? What's the Kafran? So maybe he'll say, and what happens? He has to pay. According to Rav Sheshes. Wait one second. So Tosis jumps up and says, okay, but we get Porsche. So what is Rashi telling us? Rashi's telling us a very, very simple thing. Same thing as Rashi in Sanhedrin says, and same thing as the Rashbam in Bava Basra says. I come into Beth and I can tie them. Certain tainas are nemon in Beth, and certain tainas are not nemon in Beth. Avavataina that's Neman and Bezdin, and I throw in extra information. So, I have to prove it. If I don't prove it, my whole taina has not been proven, and my whole taina is thrown out. Or, my whole taina is sheker, and therefore, I'm a shakran. Taina is thrown out. Even if it's on the extra information. I go, I paid. Wonderful, I paid. It's Milapeh, obeyed him, Tzorchel for obeyed him. End story. But he threw in extra information. And he got caught lying on the extra information. So, therefore, his taina is not nemah. Let him remake a taina. And that will be nemah. No, hooks the kafran. He's thrown out entirely. Comes along Rava and says he's not a Huxa Kafra. He can come back and redo the taina. But the taina that I said, but, says Rava, he didn't have probably. Therefore, he can say, I paid you either in front of these or somebody else, I don't remember, whatever. He can redo the taina. The first taina is out. And the whole thing is, can he redo the taina? He can't redo the taina. Whether he's Hoxha Kafran. And Hoxha Kafran is on something which is not a necessary part of the taina. So therefore, I come say, you owe me. So, if you just smile and don't answer, you have to pay me. But if you say paraticho olohoyudromeolum or something that's a taina nemenes, then that goes against my taina. If you smile, what right does Bezin half do? Pull money out from you, Hamotzi Mechaber Olavaraya? And I'm talking, Kem Geshlo Olav. That's enough if the person doesn't count it with another taina. This is Rash. So the Gemara says, what about this? I paid you, I owed you 600. I said, I gave you 100 gal nuts, and each one was worth 6 zuz, and 2 adams say it was 4 zuz. She says, no, then everyone agrees. I'm Hochzer Kafrin. And therefore, what's the halacha? I'm not Naaman. So what am I Naaman to say? That I paid you 400. Wait a sec. Is it going to be a motor mixer? It's not going to be a motor mixer. You asked for 600. I say I paid you 400. I'm Naaman about 400. What? So what's happening here? You agree that you owe me 600. And you agree, everyone agrees, that you paid 100 gal nuts. And the machlokas, and I said each one was 6. And then you say each one was 4. I said, well, maybe I know I paid you. I gave you something else. Your Hochzer Kafrin, right? I'm a rabbi Hochzer Kafrin. Why? And therefore, says Rashi, he says, "Paraticha mikol mokom elo ba'afotzim, paraticha b'mo'os." I paid you with money. Comes back and says, "I know I paid you." So if they gone out to nuts, I probably threw another 200 zuz. Rav says, "Hochzer Kafrin," and therefore, Hilkoch when he's goes up, Kafrin v'nishba sheparam v'ho. And therefore, Rava says, Hochzer Kafrin. And therefore, he cannot take a hesis that he paid. And what does he do? He's not Naaman. He's stuck. He's stuck with the original time. I paid you 100 gal nuts. He can't redo it. There's no. He's not a bone mixer. He has to pay him 200 zuz. But it's only when he can come back with another time, and that's something. But he tined it. He can't redo his tined it. His taina is 100 gal nuts. And the eidim say that's 400. So therefore he owes him 200. End story. Story's all over. What's he going to swear? He's going to swear about the gal nuts? He can't. The eidim say about the gal nuts. He's going to swear he gave something extra. But he can't swear something extra. He's a kofa mix. He can't taina it. I gave something extra. Nothing for him to do. So he has to pay 200 zuz. Okay.
Why is he
Naaman
than the 400 even? If he's also Kafrin, we should...
No, because both the Malv and the Lova both agree he gave him what happened. The Malva didn't. Malva said you didn't pay anything.
Rashi says the Malva's only Tovei Masayim.
What? The Malva agrees to that. What's the Malva asking for now? 600? All the Yadim are talking about how much the gallnuts are worth. The Malva agrees that he gave him 100 gallnuts. So there's no machlokas. What's the whole machlokas? how much a garland is worth, or he gave him something extra.
But Batson the Malva had the right, if he wanted to deny the story.
What would it be in such a case? That's another question. But at this point, the Rashi gives us this Ukimta. Comes on Tosis and says like this. So let's see the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this. I come to Besdin. I come to Besdin and I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. And I have two kite eidim that say that. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shom about din v'neinu yesh li shtei kitei eidim b'dova zeh hevi kat mishona v'omar halova. So the lova comes and says, oh, one of the eidim is possible. But he's only one person. Acher Oma Psulim Hay. Not no Gabiadis. Why the Bible says I have another one. Then Bikish Lo Motsu Yafsit, the Kosavra Mayat Sorch Baldin Lavaro Lahamid Ala Emes, called Vorov Shetoim Bebestin. Hani Misali, Avli Avius Acheros, and Bikish Motsu Katacheros Ksheira. He should be shown in Nifsula, Harry Beard Dvora, Shamalo Havim, Vahavi, who a doctor saw a ksherim hoyu. So I ain't talking about Yocholoma, ain't the old, when him says, I know Gabe Eduso, who long Nifsuli, I feel a bit Eduzu. I come to Besdin, I said, I have two Katie Adim. I bring one Katie Adim to Besdin. Good. I'm the mouth. Lovu says, wait a second. One of those kitei eidim, one of those eidim is posel, or the kitei eidim is posel, and I have somebody else who agrees with me. So, if ein tzorach havara, if we say the rabbanan said ein tzorach havara, v'nim tzezen nogea beidusim, and so therefore, he has the option of saying, I'm not going to bring the second Kadeidim. So therefore, we need this Kadeidim. The moment we need this Kadeidim, so the Lov is an Ogeh Badova, he's not an Emma. The Mandom says, Tzorach Lovara says, if I say I have two Kitei Eidim, and I tell Besdin I have two Kitei Eidim, I have to bring both Kitei Eidim to Besdin. And since I have to bring both Kitei Eidim to Besdin, so the Lova is not an Ogeh Badova about a specific Kadeidim. And let's say I tell him to Besdin, I say I have two Kitei Eidim, and he has two. And forget anyone passing them. And then Besdin says, fine, you said two Kitei Eidim, where's the other Kitei Eidim? I can't find them. So what's Aloha? He loses it in Torah. He doesn't need the second Kitei Eidim. The moment I make a taina that I cannot prove, my entire taina is thrown out of Besdin. Even if it's irrelevant information. So says Rashi. Rashi, a very wide sweeping halacha. I come to Beis Din and I say, you borrowed 10,000 shekel from me, and I gave it to you in a 100 shekel notes. So I have to prove I gave it to you in 100 shekel notes. And let's say I bring two Aiden. And two Aiden, since we saw, we didn't see it. We saw there was 10,000 shekel. We don't know it was in 200 shekel notes or in 100 shekel notes or whatever. You made a statement in Beis Din. You have to prove it. You can't prove it, your whole time is thrown out.
I don't know, maybe it's something about a case of when it's the thing you're telling is to set the spirit.
We'll see. Well, Chayav Mevar, whatever Chayav Mevar, what is Chayav? Wherever I'm a Chayav to Mevar and a Chanam. Now, when am I Chayav to Mevar? So, I gave one case, comes along, Rabbi Kran says, no, maybe it's only with the Tosefes Bira. Maybe. We'll see.
Apparently, even if I say I need two, I had two Kita Edim, if I go and I bring both Kita Edim and one of them are puzzled, that's not going to be a problem.
No.
Even though I didn't provide the raya that I thought I said I had.
I provided whatever I said in Beis Din, I brought to Beis Din. I didn't tell Beis Din anything that I couldn't prove. It turns out my proof, Beis Din doesn't accept my proof. But I have my job. I say something, I can tell Beis Din what I can prove. And what I can't prove, I can't. Yes, Rabbi Weiss.
So if I say that
the halacha
was in front of three people and I can only produce two.
Tomorrow later on. What? Okay, we'll see. Yeah. If I volunteer information, I volunteer information. I have to be able to prove my information that I volunteer. Now, I do, and Beis Din says, we don't accept your proof. That's not my problem. Not my problem. I told Beis Din exactly what I'm doing. Now, Gemara says that's the machlokas chayav avara, ain't tzarich avara, lo tzarich avara. Or says neima, maybe beplukta, Reb Shimon Gamliel kamiflegi, d'tanya, we learned habolido b'shav chazok and nidin b'shtar, the Rebbe. I come into Beis Din and someone says, you're sitting in my house, you've been sitting there 10 years. I say, of course I've been sitting here 10 years, and here's the shtar. And there is a shtar. Now I have two ways of getting rid of this person. I can get rid of him by producing a shtar that he sold it to me. I can get rid of him by chazaka. And I say, I can get rid of you both ways. Habolido b'shtar b'chazoka nidin b'shtar. Different Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel man nidin b'chazoka. V'avinim bo. B'chazoka v'lo b'shtar. Only chazoka, not b'shtar. Elim ap b'chazoka. V'kayim ulon, and we pass him a tzorch levara pligi. And they disagree about tzorch levara. So maybe it's the same thing. As long as I say I have two types of proof, I have to prove to produce both. Or maybe I can only produce one. Again, as Rabbi Crane says, do I have to produce all the Biburim I say or not? Let's leave it at that. So the Gemara says, it's Machokas. The Gemara says, lo. Alib the Reb Shimon Gamliel kulam lo pligi. Says Rashi here. Eid Mashiach, we engage the way them talk of war. Dwarf, I'll start. Behind the Dhamma, Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi. Filutame Rabbanon Kirebi Srilahu Adkan Lo Koma Rebi Hotsum Sorchovara Shum the Chazokalav Ikarai Elomiko Hashtar. Why did Rebbe so this is Rosh and Rosh. The fact that Rebbe says I have to produce both isn't a raya that I always have to produce all the Birurim I say I have. It's only because Chazok is based on a star, and if the star turns out to be false, the Chazok is nothing. It's only a unique case there. So if I said I hadn't, no one told me, I just moved in, I thought it was Afghan's a Chazaka. The Chiyama Lo Atom Achati, and it says that you sold it to me, but I lost the star. In replacement of the star, I can have Gimel Shana Chazaka, but it's just a replacement of the star. Hilko Chai Ho, the Oma, Yesh Nishbiot, it's Rachavar, Abo Oma, Yesh Neki the Edim. Doesn't have to. So you cannot take the Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel and turn into Machlokas and Rebbe Meir and the Rabbana. Mishnah Batsor, come on, Filu Tamer, Travayu Alibi, the Rebbe, please, Rebbe Meir. So I know the Amma Filu Rebbe, Mishum, the Alorka Rebbe, the Chaver, Madrino Plukta Alibi. So Tosa says, Hochi Gassin, Hochi Goss Hark. So what does Rashi say? Let's say it in a more limited way. We'll see what Rishonim have to say about this. If I say I have a number of rayas, I have to bring all the rayas I say. And if I don't bring all the rayas I say, we throw it out. Rabbi Natan says no. What is ever necessary is necessary. And even if I'm caught lying on the other things, we don't care. Not a Chokhsa Karfin, it's not a Taina Sheki. We take his Taina and slim it down to that which is necessary. Where is the Machlokas happening between Rabbeinu Tam and on the one hand and Rashi and the Rishbam on the other hand? I come in with a Taina. Bezin takes me what I'm saying. It's all your Taina. Prove it or don't prove it. Prove it or don't prove it. If you can't prove what you said you could prove, goodbye. Rabbeinu Tam says, that's not a part of the Taina. The Taina is paraiticha. I paid you. The Taina is the sod that belongs to me. And that is it. Now, and he says, let's take a look what the Gemara says there in Baba Basra. Gemara in Baba Basra says, what? Tana Rabbana, Abolidon Bishtar B'chazaka. Nidon Bishtar Divir Rebbe, Rebbe Shem Gamil Ono Chazok, B'mai Kamiflagi. The Gemara goes through all sorts of things. What's a Machokas? The Gemara Kafayin Amar Aleph says, what? No, but Torch Levara Kamiflagi. Levara Kamiflagi, Kohad Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef, and it's similar to the case of Yitzchok Bar Yosef, having Matzik Be'zuzi B'Rebaba. Wanted money from Rabbi Abba. Also came to Rabbi Yitzchok. Nach, I'm a praticha with a plony of plony. I'm a Rabbi Yitzchok of all plony plony of Yidu. I'm a lay, lo osi, lo mehemna. I won't believe them. If I don't bring them, I don't have to produce the item. So the Gemara wants to compare the two sugyas. whether you have to produce both the shtar and the chazaka, whether you have to produce the edim. They have to come. So therefore, it's nothing special about shtar and chazaka. It is just when I say I have rias, I have to produce the rias I say that I have. Says the Rashbam. I don't have to be mavara. Came lo hayatzorch leton shtar. I don't have a shtar. Gesh ben meach shoch nechazor ain't zorch lavara zvara. Okay. Ve'af Rebbe lo amar lavara klom. I mean, din halacha k'Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. He shouldn't lose because the extra information. And what does the Gemara say? Amale ananami levarish vamina kloma ki Rebbe tsirle. I'm passing like Rebbe. Nimlo birer dvarav hifsed. Chaim perish Rabbeinu Zakeini mitzvus kavod. Perak zebora. Al yibed the Rabbi shetzorch levara. Nimlo hevi shtar hifsed. So the maskana is that we pask in tzorch levara. Now, the pashtus of the Gemara is that that's the same thing about the previous case of halva. And that's going to be against our sugi here in Shuas. That is the problem. According to Rashi. There's another pshat. I don't like it, he says. Says Tosfos here in Baba Basra. Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Levara Amitas Hadvarim, Ulaham Ir Allah Emes. It means to the Yomu Lora Inu Meolum Machayev, Avlotim Siloava, Shah Ein, Svar Shia Machayev, Lishalim Alze, and Loduchul of Motsu. Mahadinus as she has a Bechina. Says, what about the case of the Halva? If he can't produce the Edom of the Edom, he says, it's enough. What does he say? So what does he say? The Ravak Rav Shimon Gamliel Sfirile. To the Posik Rav Papa Inami Afilu the Rebbe. The Perish of the Town of Forish Hocha. Lo Biru Lo Hiss. The Eshel of Arakomash Yuchum at Polkom. In Lovashkachas Luhu Omim Lo Hadam. They contradict him. Shlomo the Omafsim. So what does Rabbi Natam say? Rabbi Natam says, what did I learn from the Gemara there in Shavuos? And therefore, what are my conclusion in the Sugya? My conclusion in the Sugya is the Chathila, I have to produce all the Rayas that I said I have. However, if I can't, or the Rayas, the extra Rayas turn out to be no good, even then, I only look, do I have enough riot to prove it or I don't? So what is the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? It's a very straightforward machlokas. According to Rashi, whatever I say in my is part of my taina. Chayiv avara means I have to reduce all the rias I say I have. It's all part of my taina, and if I don't produce what it is, so I haven't. So my taina, I haven't given the nemunas to the taina that I say that I have, and therefore my taina lacks nemunas. And if number one. So therefore, if I say I have a shtar and chazaka, I have to produce the shtar and I have to produce the eid chazaka. I have to produce both. And if I don't produce both, I don't have the raya to my taina, so my taina gets thrown out. More than that, says Rashi, if the eidim I want to produce are against me, then I'm a chosar kafron. And if I'm a chosar kafron, what's aloha? I can't redo my taina. But wait one second. Shtar chazok, can I? I say, here my eid chazok. Yes, I have a shtar in the house. Yes, I have a shtar in the house. I go home, and Bezen says, bring in the shtar. I go home, I can't bring in the shtar. So I said, well, forget that, Bezen. Let me just take it on the way it is, just with a chazok. Be careful what Rashi says in Shuas, what Rashi says in Sanhedrin, and what the Rashbam brings Rashi is saying. Rashi in Shuas says what? That I could redo my taina, except if I'm Hochzer Kafron, I can't redo my taina. So says Rashi. Here, if I say Shtar and Chazaka, so what happens if I can't produce the Shtar and the Chazaka? So what does the Rashbam say? The Imlo Biradvarav Hifsid. He loses. And what happens in the case, I say, Pratigos ne ploni ploni. He says, and the Gemara doesn't bring in here Huchsa Kafron. I just said, yeah, I have to aid him. So Ben says, bring in the aid him. I call them up, they're not around, they're on vacation. So if I take the Gemara in Shavuos, what does it say? Not Hosea Kafron, redo it. If I take the way Rashi learned the Gemara in Shavuos, if I take the way Rashi learned the Gemara here in Baba Basra, he's stuck. How do you straighten out both? Let's leave that as Rashi. But let's see what is Tosis doing in Shavuos? What is Tosis doing in Baba Basra? What are the Rishonim? So Rishonim are stuck with a Gemara. And how do you straighten out that Gemara? And there are two issues. How do we define the din of Chayav Avara? So we have three Shitas Rishonim. You have Rashi, Rabbi Nachmanano, and you have Rabbi Tam. According to Rashi, I have to reduce all the rice I said. That's all part of my taina. According to Rabbi Nachmanano, Rishon Rukol, no. But if I'm caught lying on one of my things, then my taina gets thrown out. According to Rabbi Tam, I just look at what is my taina, and that is all that it is. What is the minimum I need, and that is my taina. All extra information is not part of the taina, and even if it's disproved, my taina has not been disproved. So they're coming where Rashi and Rabbi Nachmanano agree, is all the extra extra information is inside the Taina. Rashi's, and according to Rabbeinu Hanano, if part of my Taina is disproven, the whole Taina gets thrown out. According to Rashi, not only that, if I cannot prove my entire Taina, the entire thing is thrown out. But they both say the extra information is part of the Taina. Rabbeinu Tam says the whole thing doesn't begin. The Taina is, if I say pariti and pariti is neman, anything extra is not part of the Taina. What is it? Pariti is a Taina neman? I said pariti. I ate them, shmeid them. That's not part of the Taina itself. Pariti is a neman, and nothing extra enters into the Taina. That is where Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, and Rabbeinu Tam disagree.
Rabbi?
Yes.
And Rabbeinu Hananel, he learns that the reason why we throw out the Taina is because of Hafsakafra.
What?
And the reason we throw it out when it's part of the Taina and it's proven incorrect is because of Hafsakafra.
We throw it out. Let's see. We'll see what he says inside. But this, that's where, either the question, does he allow, see, Rashi says Hafsakafra just doesn't allow you to redo the Taina. Hafsakafra may say, and therefore we throw it out. Because what is the Gemara and Shulah saying? I would throw it out, but what? It's not Hosakafra. Doesn't that mean, therefore, it's not proven wrong, so the Taina can still stand? I said Paraiti. So I said Paraiti. I'm never meant to say Paraiti. This part of it is Sheka. I don't care. Because he's not a Kafra. It's not a liar.
Because it's not considered part of the
title. No, according to Rashi, it is, because it's something that people don't pay attention to. So that's why he's not a liar. A kafra means something that people pay attention to.
Does Rashi also say you have to redo it?
Yeah. But let's just say two things. There's a second issue. Can you redo it or you can't? Let's just take the different issues and separate the different issues. Don't mix issues together. When you separate the separate issues, you can understand what's happening. There is follows. I can say pariti and we go home. It's all over. Pariti. Why? Kacha, I paid. He's nemah. But it doesn't say stam that. What does he say? He introduces extra information in front of Ploni and Ploni. Says Rabbeinu Tam, extra information is not part of the Taina. There's a halacha paraitis nemon, that's all you need, everything. Why do we check it out? We check it out, we want to have a full picture. But paraitis nemon, that's it. It's not part of the Taina. Comes along, that on one end, Rabbeinu Tam. Comes along, Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. And what do they say? Whatever you said is part of the Taina. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Hananel, if part of it is proven wrong by Aden, so you hold the kafrin and it's thrown out. Okay. Very good. And Rashi says, no. If I cannot redo it, but if I can't supply all the rice I say, okay. So I don't have to supply all the rice I say. I said I'm going to prove it in way X, and I can't prove it in way X. I prove it in half of X. So what? I'm going to prove it in this way. So I'll prove it. I can prove it this way. But according to Rashi Mohan, I say I will prove it this way, and I can't prove it this way. Therefore, my Taina is totally thrown out. My Taina is thrown out.
That's a separate problem. That's not Hafsakafra. That's for
what?
That's just.
Yeah. Now, what happens if. What happens if. Now, the question is, Rashi, in the case of Shtarva Chazoka, may say, I can redo it. Maybe yes, maybe no. See how Rishonim understand Rashi and why they understand Rashi that way. But now comes along Rabbeinu Hananel, says very simple. I give extra information. It's not necessary. Okay, the extra information is not necessary. But if I did say it, but it's part of my taina, and if it's proven wrong, so I'm a kafir, and therefore I lose the case. I lose the case. I can't do anything. And if I just can't supply the raya, I said, so I have to be satisfied with the raya. I have to be satisfied with the raya I have. I don't, by saying I'll produce all these rayas, that doesn't say my case is totally on all these rayas. According to Rashi, that becomes part of my taina, and my taina fails. My taina fails.
Rabbi?
Yes.
According to Rashi, in the case where a person says that he paid back in front of Adam, that's considered to be that he's adding, he's saying as an extra bearer, even
of course, I'm never without that. I'm never to say paraiti about that. So my taina is nemar. Besides the nemonis in my taina, I'll prove it a different way. But nemonis, if I'm nemon, my statement is enough of a proof. Right. My statement is enough of a proof. If you don't like that proof, I'll give you a different proof.
Even though it could be like those edim are not really a proof.
What?
Even though it could be those edim are not really a proof, I'll give you that because of
common. Yeah, okay. Bezin decide whether what I think is a proof is a proof or not. But I have to give to Bezdin what I told them I'm giving. I have to supply to Bezdin what I said I'm going to supply to them.
You've got a potential.
Right? That's up to Bezdin. They accept it or they don't. That's up to Bezdin. But if I say I'm going to prove it to you, Bezdin, this way, so then I have to supply to Bezdin what I said I'm supplying to Bezdin. That's all. And if I don't, I haven't proved my case. I haven't proved my case. I don't have to prove my case. My state pariety is not enough. Fine. But I told Bezdin, no, my pariety is not enough. I'll do it a different way. I told Bezdin, one kite item is not enough. I'll give you two kite item. But the moment I say, Raya A is not enough. I'll give you Raya A plus Raya B. I have to give Bezdin Raya. Now, Bezdin has to say his own thing, but they're going to accept it or not. So according to Rashi, I determined what is the acceptable rayas? I'm determining, I'm saying what is, you would accept best, and I'm going to go listen to Mishir Sadin, and I'm stuck with listening to Mishir Sadin the best. Not one kind of Adam, two kid Adam. Not Namonis. Namonis plus Adam. So what have I done essentially according to Rashi? I have changed the Dine Raya that. And I've been accepted more Dine Raya than I had to. But at least in what I have to present to Bezdin. I told Bezdin, this is what I'm going to do to prove my case. You said, this is what you're going to do to prove the case? So do it. And I, one kite Adam is enough. So just imagine what happened. I told Bezdin, I'm two kite Adam. And Bezdin says, fine, here's one kite Adam. Bezdin says, where's the second? I'll go. They went on vacation somewhere. I can't find them. They moved. Unavailable. Bezdin says, you said one kite Adam is not going to be enough for you. You're going to produce second. What will Bezdin do? Bezdin says, listen. Two Adam say he owes him money. Two Adam say he owes him money. So two Adam say, oh. So what? But in this case, we've already said, that's not, I'm not going to be satisfied with just 2 Adam. So I lose. Bezdin won't go against Adam, but Bezdin will not do anything in this case based on the rise that he says he has. Now, that's one part of the problem. Now, I'll be shown we're bothered by a very simple issue. They're bothered by a very simple issue. And a bunch of simple issues, I say. How do we pass them? We have one Gemara here that says, Praticha v'fnei ploni u'ploni. So I have to bring them. If I don't bring them, so I haven't proven my case. And here, the Gemara seems to say different. How do you straighten that out? See, but here we have certain extremes. I said, I will produce Edom. And the Edom gone, they moved. I don't know where they are. I can't find them. It's one of them. Our Gemara and Sanhedrin and Shavuos is worse than that. The Edom said just the opposite. Edom said just the opposite. So if I would take the Gemara here in Bava Basra, if I don't produce any Edom, I lose. And the Gemara says, if I produce Edom, and even they say against me, I still win. How do you put the two together? Okay, so now we've shown him, and then what is this halacha of Chayav Levara? So I explained the way Rashi looks at it, the way Rabbi Nachmanano looks at it, and the way Rabbi Natan looks at it. And that's the way the Rambam looks at it. Rambam says, you don't bother Bezdin with extra things they don't need. If there's no tachas to it, no tachas to it. So therefore, says, so, Paraitis Nema, Paraitis Bifnei Ploni and Ploni, so why do I have to chase down Ploni and Ploni? This way I get out of Yeshua's Hesus. So Rabbi Simcha Krainis asked the Kasha, what the whole machlok between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is only about a Hesus, Hesus Baran Rach. You asked that Kasha. Who asked that Kasha before you? Magen Mishnah. Right? He says, no. He says, the Magen Mishnah, he missed the point. Now, if you take a look at the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, he asks the Kasha too. He comes with a massive Chiddush. Really? Hesus was in the times of Tanoi. It's an old thing. Rav Nachman just added a little twist to it. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam is very clear. Chuzu, it is Shua, is a result of what? Takanas Chachmei Gemara. There's not, before Rav Nachman came along, there's no such thing in the world. Oh. Clear. So. Perktes Vov. Rambam says, yeah, like this. Mishi ira al sada, vevi edim shi yaduolo, vehevi lo zeshe betocha shtar shalacha memenu, edim shalacha shne chazok. Omer lo betchila, kaim shtarecha. Skaim haramutav, yilim bishtar, nini evshalo lakaimo, somal yeh chazoka, nishala hesla shalacha. So what are we talking about? He says, I have a shtar she'ena makuyim. It's not I say I have a shtar in my house. No. What is the Rambam Zukimta? I have a shtar, I come to Bezdin with a shtar and Eidech Hazak. So Bezdin says, okay, who needs the shtar? Who is Eidech Hazak? No. You try to be Makai in the shtar. If you're Makai in the shtar, fine. If you can't be Makai in the shtar, so what do? Eidech Hazak. And then there's a Hesus. If you have a shtar, you don't need a Hesus. Wonderful. So Rambam says, let's take a look what the Rambam says in Perek Vav. And he says, Ten li mona shel visich. Give me a mona. I am. Pariyed. Amanin paratich. Ploni ploni. Omulolo vehevi osam. He bought it. Bring min bo'u oshemesu lo bo'u oshemesu oshohochum dinasayam yishav hasha sheparo We don't try to bring Elavira Dvarov Lihi Potter Af Mishua. Her purpose, we trade the Eden, is to get rid of Mishua. So why do we chase down the Adam? Or should we earn it? So comes along the Magen Mishnah and says, so why in the world? So then the answer is, according to the Rambam, there are two separate reasons why in the case of the Shtar. Because there's a halacha that if the shtar turns out to be no good, the chazak is no good. Number one. Here he's talking, I have to achieve something. So what am I achieving here? In the case of a soda, I know what I'm achieving. If the shtar turns out to be no good, it's no good. So why should I look for problems with our problems as long as the guy brings in a shtar? So then I have to check it out. Because in case it's no good, then there's no chazaka. And says the Magen Mishnah. Why? To check if it's mezuyev. If it's mezuyev, nothing. So there is a difference. There is a purpose. You don't stam. There is a purpose. You don't stam check things that there's no necessity. So therefore, what is the Rambam? Okay. Now the question is, the Rambam in Perek Vav says, and they're Edom, and the Edom don't show. There's no problem. But what about in our case, in our Gemara? And you were standing, and he says, I paid you. And he says, not a Huchsa Karfin. And if he would be a Huchsa Karfin, what would the halacha be? Means I walk in with Edom. They're two separate things. I walk in with Edom, or I look for the Edom. So what does the Rambam say? Why do I look for the Edom? To get rid of Shvus Hesus. Why? He says, but Hari Edom, Ma'amanim Praticha. Armelova. Here, what does he say? I have Edom somewhere. Okay, so we'll say, forget it. I don't care about them. Oh, I do care about them. Why? You have to find out what the facts are. Why should I care? He's Nemetz the same paraita. Who cares what they say? The answer is I get out of a hesis if they agree with me. But Ploni. Says you didn't. So what do we say? The Edus is not Nadus. The Edus isn't Nadus. So why do I look at it? In case they agree with them, there's no hesis. In case they disagree with them, so there is a hesis. That's the whole reason you look for the Edus. And what happens, would he be a Huchsa Kafrin? Rambam doesn't say. And the Rambam does not bring this halacha of the walnuts. Now see, he would be. Rambam doesn't say. So let's explore what different Rishonim say. And Baba Batsh and Sanhedrin and Shavuos, as follows. Because we're stuck with the difference between the two cases in Baba Basra and Shavuos. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish it off at the assembly meeting tomorrow. I sort of given you, I should have clarified a lot of the different issues, and then now you can, and you'll see it all very clearly in the Shabbat.